B News Time, it's 5 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Vaccine skepticism runs deep among white evangelicals.
A photo posted online of the president of America's largest evangelical denomination, the Southern Baptist Convention, getting a COVID-19 vaccine drew more than 1,100 comments. Many voiced admiration for the Reverend J.D. Greer, but many others assailed him. The divided reaction highlighted a phenomenon that's become increasingly apparent in recent surveys. Vaccine skepticism is more widespread among white evangelicals than almost any other bloc of Americans. The findings have aroused concern even within evangelical circles. The National Association of Evangelicals is part of a new coalition that will work with media outlets and distribute public messages to build trust. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Meanwhile, correspondent Rita Foley reports on what the top European medical official is saying about the AstraZeneca vaccine.
A top official at the European Medicines Agency says in a just published interview, there is a causal link between AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine and rare blood clots, but he says it's still unclear what the connection is. Bottom line, the benefits of taking the vaccine outweigh the risks of getting COVID, he says. Marco Cavallari is the head of vaccine strategy for the European Medicines Agency.
Cavallari says that the agency is preparing to make a more definitive statement this week. He says it'll be based on the evidence that there is a clear association, even though the cause isn't yet understood. Authorities say a Navy medic shot and critically wounded two U.S. Navy sailors at a Maryland business park before fleeing to a nearby Army base where he was shot and killed. Frederick Police and Fort Detrick officials identified the shooter as 38-year-old Fatahun Girma Voldesenbet, a petty officer third class assigned to Fort Detrick who lived off base. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 96 points, the Nasdaq dropped 7, the S&P lower by 3. More at townhall.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Anne, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Mortman. A deadly motorcycle crash near a major highway. The Highway Patrol says it happened at around 7 this morning at Cedar Street and Phillips Highway near I-295. No word yet on what caused it. Jacksonville police are still trying to sort out a late-night shooting. They took a man to the hospital from the scene on North Davis Street. He should be all right. Anyone who knows anything more about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers right away. It's been half a decade since the victim's body was discovered, but now the man accused of killing her is finally on trial. 59-year-old Russell Tillis is charged with kidnapping and murdering Joni Gunter and burying her in his yard on the south side. Gunter was 30. Jury selection began yesterday and is continuing today. Part of the reason for the delay in getting to this point was Tillis rejecting his first 10 lawyers. He wanted to act as his own attorney, but the judge says he won't allow that. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus. So if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part because we're all #AloneTogether. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Financial issues plague us all, especially in these uncertain times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these difficult financial times every weekday from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's delays because of a crash on I-95 southbound between Airport Road and the 295 Beltway, blocking all the southbound lanes. Also, there's an accident on the West Beltway 295 southbound at the Buckman Bridge. And there's another one on the West Beltway 295 southbound before US 17 Roosevelt Boulevard. Clear skies tonight. Expect a low 51. Wednesday, sunny. High up to 85.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
He ain't running over this governor. I'm punching back, and I'm going to continue to do it. Do not trust corporate media. You can't trust them. They're not trustworthy. They will lie. They will smear. And then they just move on to the next target and think that they're going to be able to get away with it. You ain't getting away with it here, okay? You come down to our state and you try to smear people, you know, we're going to bite back and we're going to hold you accountable. So this is not over by any stretch of the imagination.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of the Tony D Means Business Show. We are live coming to you from Jacksonville, Florida, in studio. We got Sean Suarez riding shotgun with me.
Howdy, howdy.
We got AJ behind the glass.
Hello.
Sorry, AJ, didn't mean to cut you off there, but you just heard from our governor, and he is not happy.
No.
You do not come to our state, and you do not mess with Florida. I don't care about that mess with Texas stuff. You don't mess with Florida, and you do not mess with Governor Ron DeSantis. So for those of you that do not know what's been going on, 60 Minutes took a shot at our boy, the guy that we love. We're big fans of Mr. Ron DeSantis here. And they took a shot at him, and they ran with something they were warned not to. They ran with something they knew was not true.
Deceptive editing.
Yep. And if you haven't heard it, we do have the clips of what they actually ran and what they did. And basically, the gist of it is, was that Publix, a brand that everybody loves in the state of Florida. So not only are they picking on our governor, Sean, they're picking on Publix.
Yeah, the most popular grocery chain in the state, sure.
And as Ron DeSantis said today, I didn't get that soundbite, but he said some people in Florida love Publix more than they love their dogs. And I heard this on Fox Business today. I don't know if this is pretty amazing to me, but Axios has the Publix brand as rated the top brand. Now, he said of the United States. Now, that's pretty amazing to me if that's true. It was a guy on Fox Business. He said that today because this has been big news across the...
I could see on a likeness scale because, you know, Publix is... been so popular, people came to Florida and they said, man, this is a great grocery store. And now they're in Georgia, of course, South Carolina, and maybe even some in North Carolina. So, I mean, there was a demand for Publix once you got exposed to it.
Yeah. You're exactly right. It's a great brand. It's a great company to work for. I believe that they have employee stock options. I mean, it's just always rated very high.
Absolutely.
As the companies in the state of Florida. So you're picking on an icon in the state of Florida, and then you're picking on a very popular governor right now.
Right.
Which they don't like.
No, they don't like that. They don't like that. I've got some reasons why they don't like that. We'll get into that here a little later. So here it is. The first part of what you're going to hear on this clip is their edited version. And then we'll get into a little bit of the full narrative. But in this edited version of what they actually ran with, well, we'll let you figure out what kind of picture they painted of our governor.
We wanted to ask Governor DeSantis about the deal, but he declined our request for an interview. We caught up with him south of Orlando. Publix, as you know, donated $100,000 to your campaign, and then you rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in Palm Beach.
So first of all, what you're saying is wrong.
How is that not pay to play?
That's a fake narrative. I met with the county mayor. I met with the administrator. I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County. And I said, here's some of the options. We can do more drive-through sites. We can give more to hospitals. We can do the Publix. And they said, we think that would be the easiest thing for our residents.
But Melissa McKinley, the county commissioner in the Glades, told us the governor never met with her about the Publix deal. The criticism is that it's pay-to-play.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts because obviously I laid it out for you in a way that is irrefutable. It's clearly not.
Isn't there the nearest?
No. You're wrong.
Away.
You're wrong. Yes,
that's
sir.
Actually a fact.
So, wow, they kind of painted him as some crazy off tilt there, going, you know, losing his mind. And oh, this poor 60 Minute reporter was just trying to get some information out, you know.
Right.
But that was it. Now, that was about a minute. But actually, there was three and a half minutes of interaction, if not more, between that reporter and also and Governor Ron DeSantis.
Right, yeah. All the informative background was,
yeah,
you know, conveniently edited out to make it seem like he was talking over her and basically just shutting her down and saying it's a fake narrative, but they didn't actually air the irrefutable proof that he did provide.
Yeah, there's a lot left out there.
But no, there is.
You know, it's a hit job.
It was. It's definitely a hit job. But what here's what I like about them doing this. They've just, you know, no publicity is bad publicity a lot of times. But what have they just done? They've just made this guy, in the eyes of more of America, okay? Now, we already know, most of us think he's doing a bang-up job. And he's very popular in the state of Florida. You know, I can't understand of any Floridians that if they want to argue against DeSantis, I would love to hear how and what their arguments are.
Okay.
I would love to. None of it would be factual.
You know, it's kind of funny. They didn't mention that the governor favored the seniors first, knowing the population demos of Florida. And now what? 75% of all seniors over 65 have been immunized in this state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's doing all the right.
Why wouldn't they point that out?
They don't
want to balance it, do they?
There's so many good statistics that I think he'll cover if you're going to play the lengthy audio talking about why they leaned on Publix. Publix wasn't even the first one.
No.
But the fact that they spent 3 months trying to dig up something on him and this is all they could get and it was actually fake or it was manipulated.
They waited quite a while for Publix. It was CVS and Walgreens first.
Right,
yep.
Exactly.
Because they went to the nursing homes.
Yep.
Well, the full audio of what he has to say is about 2.5 minutes. That would kind of put us right up against a break.
Yeah, that would be a little bit.
But, you know, he's doing all the right things. You know, he's got, like AJ was saying, 65 and over. He prioritized all of the most vulnerable in our communities to get vaccinated. Interesting enough, the White House also is piling on. I don't know if you heard the quote, but their angle is they're trying to say that our vaccination rollouts is racially biased. And this was from...
Where did they come up with this? AOC?
This is from Jen Psaki. I think I had a shot of that.
The press secretary?
Yeah. Anyways, here's what she has to say about our rollout of the vaccination.
Well, first let me say that for those who weren't following this in Florida, one of the concerns we've had as we've watched the data is that 17% of Florida's population is African American, but less than 7% of vaccinations have gone to African Americans in the state. That's one of the reasons that we opened 4 FEMA sites in Miami, Tampa, Jacksonville, and Orlando. And these sites disproportionately serve communities of color. So we've been closely watching this data and these statistics as we would in any state across the country. And we took these specific actions for that purpose. We are not going to hurt the people of Florida just because of the steps or actions of leadership. And we will.
So you can take any statistic you want. And you can use any statistic to validate your argument, just like she did. And I don't even know if that's factual or not. With this administration, who knows? But without any kind of context, any statistic can paint any picture you want it to paint.
Right.
Okay. Do we have any back? You know, is there a reason if that statistic is true? No. Of course not. She just wants you to think that Ron DeSantis is racially biased in his rollout of the vaccination.
It's funny why they're going after DeSantis. They haven't said a thing about Cuomo
in their
own backyard.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
another, how you know it's all politics.
Yeah. It's all politics. There's very good reasons why they're going after DeSantis. And we'll get into that a little bit more after the break. You are listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show. I'm sure some of you proud Floridians out there have some comments to make. Give us a call, 831-0600. 831-0600. You are listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show, sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. We'll be right back after this.
Looking Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451. The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com.
Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leaper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881. Or visit bathplanetjax.com.
The leaves are falling all around.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm live in studio with Sean Suarez, behind the glass, AJ Davis. And we've been talking a little bit of Ron DeSantis and his spat, so to speak, with 60 Minutes. But before we get into more of that, the show is sponsored by Granite Transformations of Jacksonville. And Granite Transformations specializes in demolition-free remodeling. Some of you out there might be thinking, is that even possible? What is this? Is this some kind of like magic? I mean, how do they do that? Well, no, they have a proprietary engineered stone countertop, okay? It's engineered with quartz. It's non-porous. It's heat stain and scratch resistant. It's one of the top performing surfaces that you can put in your home. And engineered stone and countertops are always rated by Consumer Reports every year. And every year, engineered stone is the highest performing surface that you can put in the home. Now, the cool thing about Granite Transformations is that their slabs are 4x10 foot in measurement, but they're only a quarter inch thick. So what they do is they custom fabricate those countertops to go right over your existing surfaces so you don't have intrusive demolition, you don't have the downtime, you don't have all that headaches and all that mess and nastiness that you have to go through if you decided to take a grenade and essentially blow your kitchen up and just start all over from scratch. This is a much better way, but you're not sacrificing any kind of quality for convenience and for this unique demolition-free remodeling. So their products have a lifetime warranty. All their installers are employees. They're not subcontractors. And trust me, that's very important. Even the plumbing company that goes in to your home to do any kind of reconnects is a part of the Granite Transformations family. So give them a call. 904-213-7878, 904-213-7878. They will come out, give you a free design consultation. It's not just like scribbling out a number and giving you an estimate and say, hey, call us when you're ready. They sit down with you. They take the time to make sure that you're comfortable with who you're doing business with. They understand that this is a huge decision. It's a large investment. They take the time to make sure you're comfortable, and that's very important, especially in remodeling and especially in the state of Florida. So give them a call, 904-213-7878. You can also check them out at their website, real simple, gtjax.com. gtjax.com. If you give them a call, if you send them an email, make sure you mention that you saw and heard about them from the Tony D Means Business Show. So, with all that being said, right before we went to break, Sean, AJ kind of alluded to something. You know, first of all, why would 60 Minutes, you know, go out and do this, do you think?
Just to take down what they probably perceive as the number one front runner for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024.
Do you think they were put up to this by a higher power? And I'm not talking about God.
Well, I think it's, I don't think they have to be put up. I think that, you know, the media is made up of 90% folks on the left. So I don't think they have to be told. I think it's just part of their desire to, you know, focus in negative articles and programming on Republicans and promote or ignore negative stories on Democrats. And they've done a masterful job of that in the past 12 months with Cuomo and what's going on in Michigan, what's going on in Illinois, what's going on in Portland. I mean, how many things can we just list off that we've covered here on the show?
You forgot California.
In California, they just don't even talk about it. They don't touch it.
They've always been favoring the Democrats. I mean,
yeah,
from way back when, but I think it was less noticeable. I think since Trump really pushed him over the iceberg. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they've come out and said, here's who we are. Here's what we're going to be unabashed in what we put out there. And I think somebody put it great on Twitter saying that, you know, it used to be an assumed bias. Then it was moved towards, let me selectively promote one side or the other. Now it's an active propaganda scheme that's actually going on with manipulation of facts and data. And it's just, this is why we don't trust the media.
No. And it really started with George W. I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah, they made a lot of fun of George W.
That's after 9/11 and then in the kind of the waning years of his presidency, man, they were absolutely brutal. And to me, I know, and I still remember it to this day, I noticed a completely different tone with the media against Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before they were always slanted. Now they're absolutely completely out to destroy.
They're not hiding it. I mean, they're allies of leftists.
Well, you think about just not, 10, 15, 20 years ago, people like Dan Rather lost their jobs when they broke the rules. Or they were at least held accountable. You know, Brian Williams.
Williams with the helicopter thing.
Right. Yeah. You know, they actually lost their jobs because of fake news. Now it's like an everyday occurrence to where he has to even apologize about it. So it's just gotten to a point where we're almost numb to it, and it happens every single day.
Yeah, you know, and I wonder how much of that is because they've emboldened themselves, because the GOP really doesn't do anything about it. You know, I mean, look at our leadership. Mitch McConnell. I mean, come on. Lindsey Graham. I mean, come on. I mean, those guys don't exude any kind of, you know, bravado. You know, I mean, I think Mitch McConnell said something today about CEOs and coming out and getting, you know, making a political stance, which we'll talk about a little bit about Major League Baseball and all that later. But come on. I mean, so now you have Trump, who has a spine, and now you have DeSantis, who has a spine.
Yeah, right? he was an admirer of Trump.
Yep.
And Trump I think that DeSantis would not run in 2024 if President Trump was still wanting to become president again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that. And if he decides not to, I think that he's well positioned, and CBS knows that.
Yeah.
And I think when they have their morning meetings in most of these large news organizations, ever since after the election in 2016, I think that there was an attack plan every morning, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And for selfish reasons, I don't I don't know if I want to say, of course I want him running for president.
That means he's not our governor anymore.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, again, it just scares me that Andrew Gullum guy that was running against him, and and DeSantis narrowly won that.
That was close.
Can you imagine if that clown had won and beat DeSantis? I mean, that guy was as far left as you could get.
Right.
Okay. We would be up there. We would be talking about the state of Florida in the same conversation, in the same sentences, in the same breaths as we're talking about New York,
California,
Illinois, California, Michigan.
Yeah. And they kind of did it to Georgia, as we know. You know what I'm saying? They turned that, it was a red state, and now it's not necessarily, because the Atlanta Metro, the Demos, are not like the rest of most of Georgia.
Right.
You have one large metropolitan area, the largest in the South, and that, and the rest of Georgia is, more mom-and-pop Republican.
Well, you know, again, I'd like to thank 60 Minutes for putting DeSantis on the map nationally, you know, because now it's become a huge topic. It is all over Fox News, and Fox Business News talked about it several times today. I'm sure it's all over.
Well, Tucker covered it twice yesterday on his daily show and his evening show. And of course, he teased it. He had to watch all the show to get to it. But, man, DeSantis just picked it apart eloquently, very factually. And so they're really poking the bear here, which to us, like I said, you know, it's only going to, I think, unite people around him. Mm-hmm. I think the greatest part of this story is the Democrat mayor of Palm Beach, right, who is sitting here representing a lot of the blue in this state, says that this story is absolute bunk. And so, and I think there's one other prominent Democrat who is also coming to
the emergency management
defense.
Guy. Mm-hmm. I got his name around here. So two of them. Mm-hmm. So not only have you prominent Democrats within our state coming out and having his back.
Right.
And then yet you have 17,000 less deaths than New York and the nursing home fiasco with Cuomo. Now, I will give Cuomo some props today. Last week, he jumped up to nine female staffers or women that came out. He didn't increase that.
Oh, and there was not a number 10 this week?
No, we're still at nine. So
the last one supposedly had pictures. So I don't know.
That was the Italian kiss. Away. That was the kiss that was okay because Italian.
He was Italian.
Yeah.
Well, Italians are kind of they loving. Are. But
so if you're Italian out there, you can feel free to just go out and kiss people at because according to Cuomo, that's okay.
I think that was the 1980s.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but
Family Feud.
Yeah.
Oh man, Richard wasn't even Italian.
No, he
Richard
wasn't.
Dawson.
He got Can you imagine if he was still around today?
Oh no, no.
That wouldn't.
He
happen.
Wouldn't be around.
No,
today,
he would not be around.
That way.
What,
think of Don Rickles, his comedy.
All that stuff. Well, yeah. I mean,
we are an offended people these days.
Richard Pryor, you know, all those. I mean, the closest you have now is Bill Barr. Bill was the comedian. Yeah. And he walks the fine line.
He does.
Now his wife is African American.
Yeah.
So he's allowed. He gets a free pass, I think, on some of that stuff. But if you haven't heard, he's funny.
He is.
He's
Netflix,
got
you can
some
look
good stuff.
Yep.
I mean, some of it, and he attacks everybody. But but it's good.
It is.
And you sit there and you laugh and you go, yeah, that's spot on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, good comedy, there's usually a sense of truth in it.
Well, that's,
But comedy offends someone, no matter what kind of thing you do. It does offend someone, but we've lost that ability to laugh, apparently.
Exactly. Even the late-night talk show hosts are all about politics.
Yeah, they decided to become Nightline.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and they, you know, even them, I mean, didn't some of them got... had to apologize. I can't remember who the guy is.
Well, Letterman, he's had to apologize, and he's been off the air for, what, 10 years? And
Kimmel, what about Kimmel?
Kimmel. He had to apologize about something, and he did it kind of tongue-in-cheek and, you know, justified why he said it, and I don't know, whatever. Hey, Ron DeSantis, we got your back here at the Tony D Means Business Show. And if you ever want to be a guest, I'm sure you're listening, feel free to...
he does live in the area.
He does live in the area. Yes, he does. You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about Major League Baseball. We're going to talk about the Georgia voting fiasco and everything that's going on with that. We will have Sean's financial advice. We'll do our COVID updates. And, of course, we will take your calls. 831-0600, 831-0600. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about any of the topics we've talked about. You can also watch us streaming live on our Facebook page. So go to Facebook and search Tony D Means Biz, and you will find us. We're coming up on a break right now. Tony D Means Business. Sean Suarez, AJ Davis. We will be right back after this.
AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Jurors at the murder trial of ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have been told that he received extensive training in how to defuse tense situations and how to properly restrain suspects. A use of force trainer testified Tuesday that officers aren't trained to use their legs or knees on someone's neck and are told to avoid neck pressure when possible. And a sergeant in charge of crisis intervention training also testified that officers are taught to make critical decisions in dealing with people in crisis, including those suffering mental problems or the effects of drug use, and then defuse the situation. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 96 points to 33,420, the NASDAQ dropping 7, the S&P 500 lower by 3, crude oil up 68 cents to $59.33 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Borgman. A high school with a controversial name might continue to be known by that name. Depending on the results of some upcoming votes, Jacksonville's Robert E. Lee High will either keep that name or it will be switched to one of the following names: Avondale High School, Legacy High School, Riverside High School, or School Number 33. Rules say it can't be renamed after another person. There'll be two public voting periods, one at the end of this month and another in early May. The results of those will go to the superintendent, and then the school board will make the final call. The assistant is looking to win the top job. Lakeisha Burton, the assistant chief of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, has announced that she'll be running to replace current Sheriff Mike Williams when he leaves office in the summer of 2023. Burton will be running as a Democrat and is the first person to officially enter the race for sheriff. If she won, she would be the first female sheriff. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's major delays on the north side because of a crash on I-95 southbound between Airport Road and the 295 Beltway, blocking two right lanes. That's 95 southbound. Also, there's a crash on the west Beltway, 295 southbound, before U.S. 17 Roosevelt Boulevard. Clear skies tonight. Expect a low 51. Wednesday, sunny. High up to 85.
You're invited to the biggest party in town. The Clay County Agricultural Fair turns 35, and what a ride it's been. Come safely join the celebration from April 1st through April 11th with the return of your fair favorites. Rides, food, entertainment, and the star of the fair, the animals. Visit claycountyfair.org for COVID information and to get discount tickets through March 31st. Make it a family affair to remember.
Men and boys, Brothers 2000 is ready for prom, graduation, and weddings. Brothers 2000 Gateway on the Strip has a truckload of suits, clothes for all occasions, casual to dress to formal, shirts, pants, ties, even Stacy Adams shoes. Brothers 2000 also stocks boy sizes, 2 to 20, and big men's. Let Vic and Ray make you a deal. Follow the crowd to Brothers 2000 Gateway on the Strip, Monday through Thursday, 10 to late, Friday till 9, Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Since 1986, Brothers 2000 is the home of quality and fit, tailoring and alterations on premises. Call 768-6004.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Hey, welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm your host, Tony Davis, in studio with Sean Suarez, and you have been listening to us chat a little bit about Ron DeSantis and the state of Florida. I kind of feel like the state of Florida is a redheaded stepchild now. You know what I mean?
How so?
I just kind of feel like the rest of the country looks down on us.
I think they're kind of ticked at us because we're, you know, everybody's moving here and everything's going so well here, and we didn't have to be, you know, beholden to the teachers' unions. We didn't have to be shut down. Mm-hmm. We were able to kind of go back to work, go back to school, go back to play sports. I think there's a lot of jealousy and animosity. And I think the negative reaction that DeSantis gets sometimes is that people think that he opened it up too soon, but I think the numbers prove that he didn't.
Yeah, that completely ticks them off. Do you remember what they were saying when we opened up? Really opened up at some phase right after April. They said that Florida was going to, it was going to be a catastrophic event for us.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They kept waiting for this giant wave of death to come out of Florida, and it never happened.
Yeah, I think that the governor has been respectful to those reporters. He went to CBS reporter. I mean, he was stern with her, but he wasn't rude. And Biden's been rude several times, whether or not, you know, he's no President Trump. But at the same time, when he doesn't like something or forget something, he just dismisses it.
Yeah, he's very brash. He's very abrupt. And
Are you kidding me?
In some ways, he belittles the reporters a little bit worse than Trump.
Really, he does disrespect them more.
Yeah, and Trump wouldn't come out right out of the gate because we only got the sound bites when he got to that point.
Right.
Nobody plays the 15 to 20 minutes prior to that, what led up to that.
Right.
Okay. He stood there to his credit and took question after question. Nothing about stumbling over, who am I supposed to call on next? There it is. Amy, where are you, Amy? No, none of that nonsense. He stood up there day after day after day, whether he's in the Rose Garden or whether he was wherever he was, and he answered questions.
Yeah, and peppered questions and just ones that were meant to try to kind of knock him off off the ball a little bit, and you know.
So finally, when he got to the point where enough was enough, yeah, the Trump came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he played the Trump card.
He was pretty reserved, really, with his temperament.
Yeah,
because
he
is known as a pretty
until he
strict
wasn't.
Guy.
Yeah, right.
But then it just burst. You know, maybe he's a little bit more Italian than I think.
You know, but
that New Yorker coming out in him.
A New Yorker.
But again, it's kind of like, with Trump as the president, you kind of there's, and this is probably one of the things that they don't like about DeSantis too, because he's a patriot. He has a very America first, Florida first mentality, and Trump was all about America first, and the left does not like that.
Right.
You know, we can't be, we're not, we, you know, they think that's bad if we look out for our state or if we look out for our country.
Well, Governor DeSantis has served our country in many respects, in many ways, in the military, and then here in Florida before he became governor. I think he's got an excellent track record, and people would be ridiculous not to understand that.
Yep. Well, and they can't find any dirt on him. They can't stand that about him because he doesn't have any scandals. That one, remember the soundbite from The View, that Sonny Hostin, she came out and alluded to something about they were talking about DeSantis, and we played the sound bites. It was about a month ago. And one of the other ones called him, that Joy, whatever her name is.
Behar.
Yeah, called him Death Santis. And then she chimed in, that Sonny chimed in and said, yeah, you know, everybody's talking about Cuomo. Everybody's talking about, why aren't we talking about Governor, actually she said it, Governor DeSantis, because, you know, I heard that he hid some numbers of some deaths, and why aren't we looking into that? Really?
Yeah, well, really? That's a real great panel anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that's the only thing that show's good for is sound bites.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
it, because yeah. you just, you play
to the... stoke up the conservative base, for sure.
You play the nonsense and the dribble. You know, Meghan McCain's the only one that actually knows what she's talking about. And she didn't like Trump very much, but that's okay. On that panel, she's looking like a rocket science.
Not saying much.
But. What about Whoopi? Yikes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, I think going back to DeSantis, he made all the right decisions. What was the most vulnerable population with this virus? It's the over 65 population.
He went against the CDC right off the
Exactly. And why the CDC didn't do this is
I mean, it was illogical and it was science. Yeah. They're always talking about how Trump didn't follow the science. He was following the science. He was never praised for it.
No.
The mainstream media has really done a very poor job in the past 15 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, and you look, you know, and here we are. You know, now, oh my gosh. Rochelle Walensky, this lady, I mean, again, you know, if there's certain things that you can count on, it's like there could be a new staffer or a new woman come out against Cuomo, and she's going to have a soundbite talking about doom and gloom. So now the big thing is that the youngsters, you know, the 18 to 24s and She called, I don't know if you saw this, but she called out U Sports now.
I saw that.
Yeah.
As the spreader events.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, is where is the science? Where are the data?
Where are the youth in being hospitalized with this COVID? Is it happening? No.
Oh, and what are you saying? Reading between the lines, lady, what are you saying? What are you saying? Are you advocating? You know, we already know that you've advocated for no traveling. You know, you did that about a month ago. The sky is falling. Oh my gosh, the airlines for the 26 or 27 days running have screened more than 1 million passengers a day. And that she about had a conniption over that. Okay. So she's already between the lines said we should still be not traveling. We should not have U Sports. And I don't even remember what last week's was. I try not to remember.
Right.
But, I mean, again, it's just going, and we talked about it a lot last week, Sean. What are you getting out of the leadership of our country right now? You're getting nothing inspiring.
Well, I think they like the control that they have with this virus, and they don't want us to go back to normal because they've got the hands on the reins. In their eyes, they do.
So. That's exactly what this is all about. It's all about control. It's all about implementing their socialist policies.
And creating a dependence on federal mm-hmm. government.
And God bless the Texas Rangers. Now, again, I'm not a real big fan right now of Major League Baseball as I sit here with my Kansas City Royals hat on. It's really hard for me to wear this hat, although my Royals are looking pretty good in their first three games. I know it's three games. But Major League Baseball has really ticked me off. But we'll get into we're talking about COVID. We'll stay on the COVID thing. The Texas Rangers, they're at full capacity. They showed pictures of 38,000 strong watching the home opener in Dallas. That was nice. And now, you know, one thing I think why we're seeing a lot of the youngsters, 18 to 24 year olds, if we're going to even dignify that comment that she made, you're seeing that public health officials have lost all credibility. I mean, from the lady from Rochelle.
Oh, no, Rochelle.
All the way down. There mm-hmm. is no consistency. The CDC.
Yeah, 2 weeks to slow the spread was the first lie. Then masks don't work. Save them just for the frontline workers. Then masks work. Now we double and triple masks.
And spring break is a super spreader, but you don't hear about anything like that.
Hey, and if you get your vaccine, you still need to socially distance and wear a mask, even if you have the vaccine. Like, what's the point of the vaccine? But I don't want to get off on a tangent here.
Oh, I know.
Here,
I know. What's the point of that? Yeah. And then is it one mask or is it two masks? Again, is it a mask? You know, again, it's just, I think we're all tired of it. We're tired of the inconsistencies. We're tired of health officials pretty much reacting on their emotions and on, especially Rochelle. And now, you know, again, you look at Governor DeSantis, he's not going to make vaccine passports happen in the state of Florida. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, followed suit today. Yesterday, this is funny. Yesterday, the CDC said that cruise ships will not require vaccine passports. Will not have to require vaccine passports. And you know why? Because Governor DeSantis. We have a lot of ports. And if that, because the cruise liners, they did say at one point that they were kind of hitting at that.
Right.
Okay. Well, the CDC bailed them out by saying that yesterday, that they don't have to require vaccine passports. Otherwise, the entire state of Florida and all of our ports were not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, again, I'd still be wary of that comment in that, again, I think that what the left likes to do is have force the corporations to make their own rules, kind of like making Facebook and Twitter their own kind of mini government agencies to where they can lay down the law and the government saying, hey, we're not forcing it. Mm-hmm. But Carnival and Royal Caribbean are going to force it because, hey, if they don't do it, they might not get a particular subsidy or tax break. So watch out for the back end penalties to these cruise companies if they don't implement their own kind of rigid passport rules. But well, I hope you're right. I hope they don't have to do this.
Well, you're probably right. You can only take everything at face value, especially with the CDC. But what does that mean for the cruise liners that have ports here in Florida? So you're listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. That music means we're coming up against a break, and we'll be right back after this.
so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout-free.
Grout-free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com.
Any opinions of those of Mine Rod and Leaper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show, and the sound of money by Pink Floyd means it's the time of the show where we get some financial tips from Sean Suarez, financial advisor with Raymond James at Mine Rod and Leaper. Sean, take it away.
Yeah, well, it's a interesting week. I've talked to a number of clients today in preparation for an upcoming college graduation.
Mm.
And some clients are, they've got these college savings accounts with me, Tony, and they're kind of right at the end of the monies, and they're like, should we put more in case they want to go to grad school, or should we just kind of, you know, leave them be? And so we take a look at the benefits of some of these college savings accounts, and that's what I was going to talk about today. Was
especially with bright futures going away.
With
how
the
timely is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't go away. But
hopefully
hey,
it doesn't.
Unfortunately, every year it pays for less and less, right? Mm-hmm. Because the cost of tuition, the inflation rate, Tony, is at 5.5% per year. We know average inflation is around 2.2%, and tuition inflation, the cost of go to college, more than doubles average inflation every year. It's getting out of hand.
They gouge you.
It's getting unaffordable to the average American, and so you need to have some ways in which to leverage your savings through the time frame in which your children grow up to be able to at least pay for part of their college experience. And so one of our rules of thumb is you don't have to aim to try to pay for 100% of all the costs that exist in college. Especially if you've got a number of children. And so a lot of our clients shoot for that 50% number, especially if it's going to derail you from your retirement savings program, because you do not want to do that. You should be focusing on your retirement first, education secondary. And if there's not enough left over, guess what? They can borrow to go to school. They can get grants. They can get scholarships. What can you not do in retirement, right? Get a scholarship for Tony's retirement. You can't get that. There's no grant out there or loan program that says, hey, I'm going to go out there and retire. Where's the federal monies for that? Doesn't exist. So you got to fund your own retirement first. But for college, you know, I get the conversations and the questions about which one's better, Sean, the prepaid programs, say, as an example, in the state of Florida, or doing a college savings program like a 529 plan where I can actually invest the money in mutual funds. Well, obviously, like anything, it depends on your personal situation and your personal tolerance for risk. But one of the things I just mentioned was that tuition inflation is at 5.5% to 6% a year. So the prepaid tuition programs basically lock in today's tuition rates, no matter how old your kid is, and they essentially promise that you'll be able to pay for that tuition at today's rates when they get to college age. So if you do the math very easily, you're getting about a 5.5% to 6% return on your money. And again, that money goes into a program. You don't pay any taxes on the time frame until they get to college. And if it all comes out for appropriate college-related expenses approved by the IRS, then guess what? No taxes on the money, on the growth. Mm-hmm. So both plans have that benefit. The 529 College Savings Program has a little bit more flexibility with the funds. And they also have the ability to transfer from if you have student A in your family and they mm-hmm. end up getting full scholarships and you don't use their money that you saved in the account, you can very easily transfer it to student B, your other child who may need it for undergrad or graduate level studies. And so it's very easy to transfer from one sibling to another without any penalties, without any fees or anything like that. So there's a lot more flexibility there. And of course, you can use it in any school, private or public in the nation. And depending upon your state, we're talking to Floridians here. We don't have a state income tax, so you can use any 529 program in the country because all we pay is federal taxes here in the state of Florida. So you can use any 529 plan here and not worry about taxes on that money. So, but if you do live in a state and you're listening to the Tony D Show from another state that has a state income tax, you'll want to use your state-specific 529 plan to make sure you don't pay federal or state taxes on that money. So, but keep in mind, you don't have to save and put away money to pay for 100% of their expenses. But get together with an advisor and come up with a game plan that says, hey, maybe we want to pay 25% or 50%. And then go ahead and leverage the growth, leverage time, leverage those funds that are available in those plans to be able to outpace regular inflation, maybe even tuition inflation with those plans. Again, we have no idea what the markets will give us in the next 5, 8, 10, 15 years. But again, historically, it's done a very good job of keeping up with the cost of tuition because we know it goes up very very high every year. Mm-hmm. But work with an advisor on coming up with a game plan if this is a solution that you're going to need for your kids or grandkids. But again, my rule of thumb, going right back to it, do not disregard your retirement plan mm-hmm. in order to fund these education plans. So if you'd like to talk to me and my team further about your particular situation and what might make sense for you and your family, definitely give us a call at 904-642-3257, or you can visit us on the web at seansuarez.com. That'll take you to our wealth management team's website. You can see all of our bios. You can see our philosophy on investing, our very detailed process that we work with clients, and you can kind of kick our tires on the web and see if it's something that you want to take another step. Maybe give us a call and get a free consultation with us to see if we can provide any kind of solutions or advice that might make sense for you and your family. So again, our number is 904-642-3257, and you can go to seansuarez.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, Suarez.com. And Tony, that's all I have for today.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and I'm sure our listeners are thanking you as well. And as I mentioned earlier in the show is sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. And we chatted a little bit about what Granite Transformations was all about. Well, Bath Planet is another company that's in that same family of companies, along with Granite Transformations and Rock Solid Plumbing Services. And what they do, they specialize in the wet areas of the bathroom. That's those problematic areas where all that tile is. And with tile is all that grout. And with all that grout can be sometimes mold, mildew, and heaven forbid, even water damage and black mold. So if you have one of those scenarios where you have a old run-down tile shower or a tub surround area, give the folks at Bath Planet of Jacksonville a call at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. They will come out. They will give you a free design consultation. They will tell you all about what they do in those wet areas. They will actually take everything down to studs, make sure there is nothing behind the wall that has just got there over time, like water and water damage and black mold. Then they will rebuild those walls and put their acrylic grout-free wall systems up. And this is a high-quality acrylic. And in some cases, they can take out your tub and put in a shower base and do a tub-to-shower conversion. They can do a tub-to-tub conversion, taking the old tub out and putting a sturdy, durable, easy-to-clean acrylic tub in, which is beautiful. They have a lot of different colors, a lot of different wall styles and textures, and none of it has grout. So it's a waterproof, tight system. It's backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, so it doesn't get much better than that. And if you're doing a tub-to-shower conversion, maybe you're a senior, maybe you're tired of stepping into the tub for your showers because it's dangerous, you could slip and fall, get a tub-to-shower conversion, put a shower base in there with a low threshold. You could put a bench seat in there. You could put grab bars in there. They can customize it any which way you want. Give them a call, 904-213-7878, and schedule your free design consultation and make sure you tell them that you heard about them on the Tony D Means Business Show. So we had talked a little bit about Major League Baseball. And so Major League Baseball, Sean, is moving their All-Star game.
I heard.
Yeah. And they're moving it from Atlanta to Denver.
Interesting.
What's funny about that?
It's funny. Like, what's their reasoning?
Well, the reasoning is because of the quote unquote Jim Crow type voting law that was just passed.
So
which was basically requiring a photo ID to vote.
Wow.
So when you go to a Major League Baseball game, Sean, have you ever bought tickets through will call?
No, but I...
You haven't?
No, I think you have, right?
Yeah. What do you have to do when you go pick up your tickets?
I think you have to prove your identity somehow.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And you know what else is going on? In addition to all of this nonsense by Major League Baseball, Delta, headquartered in Atlanta, and Coca-Cola, they're in on the game too. Well, guess what you have to do to get on a plane?
You definitely have to show an ID several times.
You're surely correct. And if I'm buying a Jack and Coke, what do I have to do? Not me anymore, but what do I have to do? You got to show an ID.
That's
right. In some cases, to buy a Coke product. So it is the lunacy of this. And you know who's fanning the flame on this? Our president, Joe Biden, came out and called it a Jim Crow law.
That's right.
Which is absolutely, it's for him to say that and knowing, you know, what some of those laws were back then, you're calling basically the people of Georgia complete racists.
Yeah.
Because they're requiring an ID, but yet you can move the All-Star game. Okay. You're moving it from Atlanta. And I'm not sure about these statistics, but I'm probably sure I'm pretty right. There's more minorities and small business minority owners that would benefit from the game being in Atlanta.
Oh, that's definitely true.
Than Denver.
Yeah, I saw those stats today for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not even convinced that the voting restrictions in Colorado are any better than they are in
Atlanta. They're worse. And they're worse.
Well, the president misstated some of the closing times and other things.
Yeah, of course.
They're saying people can't get water. They just can't get water by politically influenced people.
Exactly.
They can get water from people that work.
But if they keep saying it enough times, people just believe it.
So, it's terrible. So, yeah. So they're moving it to a more restrictive place. It's just ridiculous. I'm pretty sure that the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Mike Manfred, probably hasn't even read the bill. And they tried to go after the Masters, and that wasn't happening. And no, by the way, guess who's a member at the Masters? The commissioner of Major League Baseball, and he'll be there this week.
Oh, wow.
This week, wow. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, it's Masters week.
So, hey, you're listening to Tony D Means Business Show. We got to go. Thanks for listening. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Independence.
I deployed for the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat. It takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pairs specially trained dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to K9sForWarriors.org.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 Fruitco. Talk Radio.